try to share them up.
Got you, Tony.
Of course, I walk around with a cell phone. So
right, we all...
We're all part of the Big Brother.
If Google wants to listen to me, they got me.
Right? It's not like they're, you know...
I think a lot of times people forget that when we're born, we're assigned a number that the government can track us wherever we are for our whole lives.
So, what about other countries that don't have a social security system or, like...
I don't know.
Like, if you're born in Africa, you're just of the earth, baby.
I was going to make like a
that's stereotypical
indigenous joke. I was gonna like, oh yeah, they carve a they use a lion's fang to carve a certain picture. No, that's
wow, hell yeah, welcome to share fucking post
Simba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Oh
post,
man,
post Christmas show.
Post Christmas, pre New Year's Eve. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, welcome to Share Your Buzz, episode 1. Is this 106?
Dude, I don't even know.
I think it's 106. Yeah, I'm Tony.
Chris.
And merry belated Christmas. Happy early New Year's. If you're hearing this on when the day comes out, New Year's is in like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So before we jump... Oh.
What sound was that?
Is that the sweet sound of a Boro Blonde?
I think it was. Delicious sound and even more delicious beer.
Nice.
Oh man, good stuff.
So,
yeah, Christmas. Whew.
Yeah, man. How was your Christmas?
It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
I did not do shit.
Really?
I lounged. I mean, you know, I did the family stuff, but it's all pretty close by, you know. And honestly, I just caught up on a lot of TV shows. I had 4 days off, so. It was pretty sweet. And I think I'm off this Friday, too, so I'm kind of excited.
Oh, nice. I got to work Friday.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of pumped about that.
Man, it was 80 degrees when I left Orlando Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
When did I come home? Tuesday, yesterday. Yeah. Tuesday morning, it was 80 degrees. I landed, it was 30 degrees.
And it's about 15 right now.
Yeah.
Feels like it anyways.
Screw that. This is a not going outside to smoke a cigarette with you weather.
Right? You're not going to chant. You're not
no. You don't got to worry about me bumming any smokes from you from when it's 15 degrees outside.
Look out for your boy. I'm like, this is one of those nights you're literally going to be the only person outside. Just no one to talk to. Just
no.
Lonely smoker boy.
In fact, on Wednesday nights, we usually walk up to Half Price Wednesdays at the bar, but there ain't no, I'm not leaving the house tonight, dude. I'm curling up and I'll wake up again in the spring.
Oh, it's not half bad.
Come get me around your birthday in March. I might crawl out of bed then.
Right. A little hibernation. It'd be good for you, Tony.
I don't know, man. Like, you can say it's 40's not that bad. Even 30's not that bad if you're used to it. But when it gets down into the teens, you can't ever say that's not that bad.
It's cold. And luckily, it's not windy. So, I mean, because like 30, 35 degrees, 40 degrees, 45 degrees with a brisk wind is cold.
Mm-hmm.
But 15 degrees, no breeze, it's still cold. It like gets down in the marrow of your bones.
It's cold, dude. Like, it's when your legs get cold,
yeah,
you know it's fucking cold.
Yeah. We're so spoiled in the South, we don't have to worry about all that.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Snow on the ground year-round. Oh, my God. It turns into, like gray, nasty snow. It's not even, like...
I asked Google what the temperature was last night when I was here. And I asked what back home, and it was, like in the mid-70s or something, low 70s. So... Faith was here, and she asked what the temperature was in her hometown in Minnesota, and it was minus 20.
Hmm.
I was like, no. Nope.
Wow. Yeah, that's no.
Not doing that.
A little much for me.
Yeah, not happening with that minus 20. But yeah, man, I had a great Christmas, too. It was my daughter came down, and that was interesting, because it was the first time that she had been old enough to drink with my family.
Oh, man.
And she surprised me and came down a day early.
Yeah.
The day she was gonna come down on Christmas Eve morning, she came down the day before, and I was on my way out when she told me that, hey, I'm coming down early. I was on my way out with Brandon to go have a cigar and some dinner and a couple of beers. And then when she said she was on the way, I was like, well, like, screw it. Like, she's 21, let's bring her with us. Let's bring her downtown with us.
Yeah, yeah.
So We waited for her to get in. We went down to Orange Avenue, like downtown Orlando. Went down. We ate lunch at, or I'm sorry, ate dinner at, rather, at like a Graffiti Junction little burger joint, and then went to the Cigar Lounge. Which
was it a tasty burger?
It was a tasty burger. I believe she washed it down with a Heineken.
Ooh, interesting. And a little skunk beer to wash down there.
So Boiga. It was delicious too, man. Burgers and then you can opt for tots instead of fries. That's the way to go, man.
Is it? Yeah.
Who does not opt for fries? If tots is an option, you're getting fucking tots. Come on.
Especially if they're topped with something like.
Yeah. So then we went to the Cigar Lounge and she had one with us. She's a trooper, and we had some drinks there. She had a couple margaritas, and I had some rum. Brandon had some scotch. Smoked some cigars, and that was like a nice upscale.
Did your daughter partake in this?
Yeah, she had one. She was a trooper, man. See, she smoked one of the same ones I had, like the Arturo Fuentes I usually get. And this is a nice upscale, like cigar lounge with like the marble on the bar, and mm-hmm. all the waitresses and waiters dressing like all black, and there's big windows with like a fountain, and you can oversee the like Orange Avenue.
Were the windows open or like that?
No, they were just big tall what do you call that? Like bay windows, I guess. Like big, tall windows, so you can see all of outside. And
I'm sure it was beautifully lit.
It was beautiful, and we went right from there to like this bar called the Lodge, because I was like, I want to walk around with her downtown Orlando for a little bit, man. If it wasn't Christmas weekend and we didn't have shit to do the next day, mm-hmm. I would have taken her to a bunch of places and showed her all over town. In fact, it's 7 years I've been gone, so some of the places down there are new to me too, so I would have liked to have walked around and checked out some places too. But we decided to go to one place that I do know called The Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of more of a hipster crowd now, but it used to be like a douchey college bar. But we went in there, and the whole bar was filled up. We had to find a spot in the corner. They were playing like rock music, and then they would alternate to hip hop music, like old school hip hop, old school rock music.
Nice.
And she dug that, because that's what she's into, like music from our generation and before. Like the kids, like the late teens, early 20s now, man, like I'm noticing they don't listen to too much of the music that's coming out now. They listen to a lot of older stuff.
Because they know how fucking cool we were. Still are.
No doubt. But she, I can see it in her eyes, the way she looked around in awe at the place. That she wasn't in Kansas anymore. Mm-hmm. She grew up in small town rural Georgia. You know, Jacksonville is the biggest city she's ever been through.
Yeah.
So in Orlando, where the people looked different. I even asked her the next day. I was like, hey, what did you think of that place last night? She's like, oh, I liked it. And I was like, you didn't notice the people? She was like, yeah.
Was it like a hipster bar or something?
Sort of hipster, but more just like normal Orlando city dwelling people. Like the bartenders were kind of hipstery. The bartender was one of those pixie chicks that works at like the girl that works at Gordon's.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But then there was like another dude back there too. But it was just normal, like downtown living. Like, I don't know, man. It's kind of like if bros grew up a little bit.
I gotcha.
And so I told her, I was like, the people don't look like they do where you're from, do they? And she's like, no, they don't. They just don't act the same, dress the same. It's like everybody in Orlando has like a kind of a laid back, more of a, you know, devil may care, just whatever kind of attitude. Just mm-hmm. And so she was watching a couple of these guys that were playing that machine where you punch it as hard as you can and get a score or whatever. And because you know, everybody where she grew up is either a Navy guy or, you know, just grew up in that same small town, and it's just, you know, all the drama that happens when you grow up in a small town.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see her.
Everybody knows your shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
But it was cool to see her kind of like in awe a little bit about, you know, walking around downtown Orlando. Everything's a little bit bigger and shinier than where she's from. So it was, and the people were, you know, just carry themselves differently, I guess.
She caught a bug. She's going to move to Orlando.
Man, I don't know. It'd be nice.
It's a big city.
Trying to get her to come to Nashville, man. I think she'd really dig some of these some of these rock bars and stuff around here.
She could start a punk band.
Yeah. But
how many punk band names do we have now?
Oh, quite a few. We can just dig into the archives and see. I was like, here, honey, pick one of these. But, man, this holiday season has made me come to a realization.
All right, lay it on me, brother.
I've been indulging a little bit too much.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of those moments where I had to look myself in the mirror.
Too much masturbation.
And have one of these moments. You know, you might not be able to tell it on the outside. We laugh and joke about it. But it's become a problem. I, as a grown-ass man, should not eat enough cookies to give me a stomach ache 2 days in a row.
But they're so good.
Dude, I need a fucking cookie intervention.
No, I ate a shit ton of cookies. What was Christmas Eve?
Sunday.
No, actually, it was Monday, yeah. Went over to my uncle's house, and you know those, what do you call those, like peanut butter kind of sugar cookies that have the kiss on top?
Dude, I had the same things. I got some in my fridge right now. That's what my mom made homemade, dude.
I this is probably going to drive you nuts, but I actually take the chocolate off. I know that sounds crazy, but it's too much for me. Like, I just love that brown, like,
dude, I eat all the brown around the outside first until the until
lips
are
kissed. Is that what you do? Yeah. I don't usually eat the kiss, though. Just
you put it back in the cookie jar? In the bowl, on the plate, whatever?
No, I just throw it away.
Throw it away?
I know.
Holy shit. Dude, you know, we need to... All those kids in Africa with no social security numbers are fucking... Don't have Hershey Kisses, man.
I'm sorry.
That was a stereotype. I'm sorry.
What's the other... You take the peanut butter cracker cook, and then you dip them in the white chocolate. You ever have those?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's amazing. You take, like, just the round peanut butter and... whatever crackers you buy, like in a six pack, and you just pour some white chocolate on the tray, you put them on there, and then pour like more white chocolate on there, and like some
white chocolate.
Oh, dude. Pretzel rods dipped in white chocolate. You ever have that?
Oh, pretzels, yeah.
Oh my god,
pretzels dipped in chocolate any way around you do it. It's gonna be good. But yeah, my mom made those peanut butter and Hershey Kiss things, and she made some like, it's almost like. Like a almost like a brownie material, but it's cookie, but it's almost like so soft it's like brownie almost, like uh-huh. Chocolate brownie. And then she puts like a that melted, you know how the cherry that comes inside the chocolate candy is, yeah. How it's kind of like got that gooey cherriness to it.
Mm-hmm.
She puts that in the middle,
almost like that
Hershey Kiss thing, but with chocolate and cherry instead.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my sister makes her homemade. She makes homemade chocolates, and then she makes homemade the regular old Christmas cookies, which I'm addicted to, man. I can just eat them.
The regular old. Yeah.
Sugar cookies, like thin too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
With sprinkles on them.
The ones that come like you can buy like a little pack and just break them off. And like,
yeah, but she makes the dough and stuff and like rolls it out.
Oh, she does it old school.
Yeah.
Huh? Nice.
So, but oh man, they're so fucking good. In fact, I had a bunch of stuff that I brought home, and those were the first to go. I ate those on the fucking plane on the way home, dude.
Did you share with anyone?
No. Then, like, hell, dude, it started at 11 o'clock in the morning, Christmas Eve, dude. Mom put like the first tray of stuff out. Yeah. And we ate all day. And
did you drink all day, too?
Drank all day. It was...
What was your drink of choice?
Oh, man, I had a little bit of everything.
Did you?
We had some of that Evan Williams spiked eggnog.
Oh, shit.
That was really good. Oh. Me and my dad went through 2 bottles of that.
Did your daughter catch a little buzz when she...
Oh, yeah, it? Yeah. She was... she had some Baileys with my mom on ice, and then she drinks tequila, but she doesn't really know what she likes except for margaritas, so my mom made her tequila sunrises.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool. And then we just drank beers the rest of it. We substituted those with beers. But I had a little, man, they had a full stock bar, so I couldn't, I was like a kid in a candy shop.
Yeah.
Walked by, I was like, literally, cookies and alcohol. It was just.
Wake up and get a little whiskey drunk and then eat some food. And then, I think I ate like 15 sausage balls. I swear to God, I love those things. And the pigs in the blanket, I just ate like an asshole.
Oh, man. Yeah, and then we stayed up. To try to, we have to like watch some. We watched. Okay, do we have our standards? We have like Christmas Vacation.
Of course.
You know, you have like a Jingle All the Way. My brother loves that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
And but we tried out a couple of new ones this year, and I think it might make the list. We watched that new Krampus movie that came out a few years back.
Oh, the scary one, but it's still kind of goofy.
It is fucking goofy, yeah, but it's it might be a new classic.
Yeah, it's hilarious. That one's good. There's several Christmas movies on Netflix, like scary ones too. Right now, it's crazy.
Yeah, last year I remember watching one that was like something Santa versus Evil or Evil, something like that, and it was...
Yeah, there's like a Santa versus Zombies or some shit. Yeah, I think I saw that on Netflix. I was tempted to watch it, but I was like, I don't know how much like B-movie acting I want to watch right now.
Yeah, I went through a phase when I was single one summer. Like there was only one summer. Like when one of the summers I was single, I went through a phase where, as I think before I even like was hanging out with you guys, I think before we all got moved in, I think it was a loner summer, because this was before I even met Heather and all that. Like I think I would go through, I would just go out, I would drink at Losers because that was like my hometown bar at the time, and then if I didn't find anything to get into, you know, or any excitement that night, I would just come back to the apartment,
yeah,
and stop at Redbox, order a pizza, order Dolce yeah. Vita, hit Redbox, and yeah. eventually I did that so many weekends in a row that I ran out of movies to watch in the Redbox. Yeah. So I was hitting up all the B movies, dude. I watched like Barracuda 2
and all that weird shit,
dude.
Yeah. Anaconda 5, The Revenge of the Snake. You know, my DVD player, my Blu-ray player finally quit working, so I actually haven't been going to Redbox. I kind of miss it, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes, because, you know, you're not always guaranteed. All I have is HBO and Netflix. You're not always guaranteed to get the cool movies that come out, and there's a few that I've missed recently that I've wanted to see. I was actually thinking about just going and getting, like, a cheap-ass $20 DVD player just so I could...
Yeah, dude, I think they're pretty much free now. You just
yeah,
go
right? They're, like, giving them away with, like, toilet paper and shit. At Walmart.
Because, yeah, man, I missed a couple. Like, I know I wanted to see that Wonder Woman movie. I never saw that. And I know that the new Guardians of the Galaxy is on Netflix now.
Yeah, that's good.
So I haven't seen that one yet. I'm going to watch that one. But I got, dude, I swear, if you looked at some of the stuff I got for Christmas, you would, and guessed my age, you would think I was a fucking 60-year-old man. Like, I asked my parents for a couple of movies, and they got them for me. And it was, two old Humphrey Bogart movies, Key Largo and To Have and Have Not.
Oh, nice.
And
there you go.
Just because, I don't know, I'm digging the old stuff lately.
Yeah, man. I like some good classic movies, man. I think I watched White Christmas the other day.
Oh, yeah. Man, gotta watch that.
I was like, dude, that's a good
one. I remember last year, my sister...
I miss that old song and dance shit, you know?
Yeah, dude. My sister texted me last year and out of nowhere and was like, hey, holy shit. I'm like, what? She goes, didn't you know Bing Crosby is white? She thought he was a black dude. I think she got him mixed up with like...
Oh, what's his face? Oh, fuck.
I was like, this is because it sounds like Bill Cosby.
That's exactly who she's talking to. Fuck, what is his name?
But
fucking Dave Chappelle did a hilarious skit of him where he was smacking bitches. Oh, what was it?
But it was funny because he... I can see where you would think that. And he's got the deep voice.
This is Nat King or whatever.
Like, yeah, Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole, dude. Nat King Cole. Because when he...
I'm Nat King Cole.
When he does White Christmas, he sounds like he could be a black dude. He gets pretty low.
Oh, yeah, he gets real low with that shit.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, that was about it, man. Then I got up and I came home. And I think I was the only person on the flight home at 8:30 in the morning on the day after Christmas that ordered a Bloody Mary on the plane. I was like, fuck it. Like, as long as, until I touch down in Nashville, I'm still on vacation.
You know, the last two times I've flown, I haven't had to pay for my drinks. I don't know what it is. I think it's either they take cards or don't take cash or vice versa. Do you remember which one it is?
They take cards and not cash.
So that's what it is. I think I ordered my, because they don't ask you. They don't tell you. I'm just like, last two times we have flown, I was like, all I have is cash because my card's like whatever. I can't remember what it was. No, it was card. It was card. Are you sure? I could have sworn I was like, all I have is a card. She was like, no, don't worry about it.
Hmm.
I had two double Jack and Cokes on the way to San Francisco. When we're coming in, she's cashing out.
Southwest. Dude,
yeah.
Southwest sometimes does that. They don't charge you for your drinks. I've had that happen to me a lot of times.
Okay, I just didn't know if I was like...
But also, I had drink coupons this time, so I didn't have to pay anyway.
Oh,
I had a couple of
fancy
coupons.
Fancy lad over there.
I fly a lot, and I'm part of like the rewards program, mm-hmm. so I get
Southwest rewards program. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
if you,
I wish I had as an eventful Christmas as you did. I honestly did not.
I mean, I guess I'm making it more eventful than it was because it's a radio show. But I mean,
I honestly did nothing. I wish like.
We did a lot of chilling out and hanging out, man. It was a lot of resting. Like, actually, on Christmas Day, after the kids opened their presents, the adults did their stuff. And then it was pretty much like my sister made some big ziti.
Yeah.
Like, she does, like, a big Italian meal.
Yeah.
And then we opened up three bottles of wine, finished all three bottles.
Nice.
And then eventually, they had to go. Like, they stayed the night. Everybody stayed at my parents' house. So the kids were anxious to get home and put their stuff together. And my brother-in-law was... And my sister were both tired, and you know they knew when they got home they had to do a bunch more setting up stuff, and they had to work the next day. So I would like to spend more time with them, but everybody was kind of like, you could tell everybody was that the holiday was kind of winding down because everybody was kind of sectioning off and like taking naps or doing like kind of like going off their own thing.
playing with their new toys.
Yeah, so like me and my daughter actually went out back on the patio and finished off one of the bottles of wine and just like we're like just watching YouTube videos and stuff, and then everybody just kind of started dissipating. So it was nice. It was weird because I wasn't really feeling like it. This was not a very traditional, like a lot of traditions that I usually do every year. I'm usually big on traditions, and not when it comes to the holidays. And for other parts of my life, I'm all about progress. I hate standing still. Let's not go in circles. Let's always be moving. But when it comes to the holidays, mm-hmm. I like doing things because that's the way they've always been done. And it's
so what happened? Like
none of the traditions that I usually follow happened this year. We didn't do any of our stuff here like we usually do with, like the last 3 years. And then even at my parents' house, it was like we usually have like this routine that we do on Christmas Eve, and it was nice that we had fun, but we did a lot of new stuff and we didn't really follow the routine of normal. And even before, man, like I've said it before on the show, I wasn't really feeling it this year until the very last minute. But it started with even Halloween. Like Halloween seemed to come and go so fast.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving came and go so fast, and I feel like I've just been in this cloud of like for a while. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of stuff's been happening this holiday season. A lot of things have been changing. A lot of people have been coming in and out of our lives. It's like it's been a very tumultuous 3 months, and I feel like it's kind of like this. Like I'm experiencing the world through like this little like foggy haze last for a while. So.
No, I feel you, dude. Time seems to have flown since Halloween. I don't know. I can't believe it's almost New Year.
Like I forget what we even did. I know we went to May Day, but it's like was that it? Was that what we did for Halloween? And then fucking next thing I know, it's fucking Thanksgiving, and I was at fucking Danny's house, and it's like. Wake up, it's fucking Christmas morning. I'm like, holy shit.
I got drunk at my day again.
So, and that, I guess, leads us into... well, actually, I did want to... I was thinking about that earlier. I wanted to... I'm thinking maybe it's all that... maybe the... it's this little existential thing I've been going through lately where it's like if, you know, nothing really... Everything's been the same for so long. Maybe nothing really matters. It doesn't. So, and maybe that's why I haven't really been feeling the holidays this year. But also, another thought popped into my head was like, maybe because I like tradition and because we do a lot of the same thing year in and year out around here, it's like maybe I wasn't feeling it this year because my brain was telling me that I'm bored with it. It's enough.
We'll also feel
take a year off. I think I subconsciously took a year off from Christmas.
It was last year either. You know, I feel like everyone in the crew, like around here in Brantford, for those of you listening, been taking it easy, kind of going their own way, which has been nice, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's because of that though, because we've been doing the same thing over and over again for so long. I think subconsciously my brain took a year off from Christmas.
Oh man, the good old days, like 2 years ago. It seems like so long ago, man. We used to party every night. I don't know, man. We're getting old, dude.
So leading into New Year's then, man.
Yes.
This is my next dilemma.
Yes.
I want your take on this.
Okay.
I've always felt this way. I've partake in the New Year's experience because I like dressing up and going doing fancy stuff on New Year's Eve, like you know, the champagne toast and all that. It's fun, but it's my least favorite of all the holidays, I think, especially around the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
because I don't feel the excitement about the beginning of a new year like everybody else does or like I think I'm supposed to. It really pretty much feels like the week before to me all the time. I don't feel new or refreshed or different. It's good to say, like, I guess for setting goals, you can say, well, this year, this is what I want to get done this year. And then you can say, you know, it gives you a time frame. But, like, the whole, like, starting the new, like, starting fresh, all that kind of stuff, it's like, now that all the stupid shit I said last week still counts.
Oh, yeah. Dude, like, yeah, I'm not one of those people that has any belief that you're starting new. It's just another fucking day, man. You know what I'm saying? It's on the calendar, baby. That's it. I mean, you know.
Last year I took 30 days off of drinking. Thinking that, because they say however you start the year off is how your year is going to be, right?
I've never heard that.
So
that makes sense, though.
So what I figured of all, maybe they mean what you actually do. I've heard what you do on New Year's Eve is how it inflects how your life's going to go.
Sure. I hope I get laid.
And, right? Last New Year's Eve, I got drunk and lost my scarf to a bum on the way home. So
that's it. You lost your Christmas because of that fucking scarf.
So, but I don't know, man. This year, like last year, I thought I'm going to take 30 days. I can't talk. off of off of drinking, and maybe that'll help out my entire year.
Yeah.
And all that really did was make me nothing. I mean, it was nice. I felt great after doing it, and I didn't really start getting heavy into drinking again until like March. So it was a ramp up, but by the time summer came, it didn't change anything. We were still partying the same as we were fucking
in the saddle again. So there's no way we're not doing fucking margarita pool days, dude.
I don't think I'm doing it again this year. I'm going to take like 7 days off. I think I'll take a week off. We're
going to have a margarita day. This is my last summer at the pool, I think. So we're going to go ham skis.
Dude, let's all get as dark as we possibly can. Let's all get like ridiculously.
Look so Hispanic. It's not even funny.
All get comically tanned.
Yes. I might try to out tan you guys. You know what's funny though? My left arm and all my tattoos will be super white because I'll be wearing SPF 50 on that, and then the rest of me will be tan. It's gonna be awesome though. That's great. Funny. I'm already looking forward to the pool. It's like now that New Year's is coming, like once it goes, I'm like, what's that? My birthday in March, but yeah.
That's about it, man. I mean,
be old as fuck.
I guess. I'm going to have to do something for Valentine's Day this year. I don't like Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have to worry about that. Because my lady friend is moving. We're not going to go into all that bullshit. So what are you going to do, man? Valentine's, you got to do something special.
Well, first comes Super Bowl.
Don't get any cheesy bullshit. Maybe some flowers or, you know.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm usually pretty good at the romance thing. So I just don't. I don't care to do it because I don't like made-up holidays and spending money for no reason. But if I'm forced to do it, I'm pretty good at it. But we'll talk about that when it gets a little closer. I got to think a little bit. Because first, we need to get New Year's out of the way. And then let's talk about the fact that my Jags are in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, so, you guys just turn it on. I don't even know what to talk about. I just don't even know what to say about that.
We still got to play you guys.
Yeah, but you guys are in either way, though. It doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure we're in the other way, and you guys are fighting for the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way in hell we're making it past the first round, but just the
fact.
Wouldn't
say that, man. You guys are pretty good.
We're pretty good for our, relatively speaking, for our division, but we're not going to make it past some of the big guys. I don't think.
No. I mean, there's some teams that, like, yeah.
Yeah. But if we can.
Be no Patriots.
This will be the first time in, a decade we've been in the fucking playoffs, so it's.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it.
It's been a while for us, too.
It's been a while.
2008 or some shit like that.
Yeah, you guys, the Titans, I keep on saying you guys, but when it's not Jags fighting them, I will root for the Titans all
normal day. Normal years when you guys really suck.
Yeah, so, but when the Titans were almost, I remember when they almost got in last year, how excited everybody got.
All we had to do was beat the Jags, and we'd have got in. You motherfuckers beat us on the last game of the season.
And at that point, it's like, why? I was even mad at the Jags last year. I was like, come on, guys, why?
Yeah, because they weren't going to get in either way. It's like, motherfuckers, like Titans, dude, y'all just totally choked the chicken. It was the worst. Mariota's starting to suck. It's like, of course, I know he didn't have an offseason. Anyway, this is not a fucking sports show.
I know. And by the time you hear this,
I'll be under the water, under the bridge or whatever.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are we talking about?
So what are you doing for New Year's, man?
I think I'll be at May Day, the black and white party. I might be doing that. So
okay.
I might be doing that.
Speaking of
May
Day.
Gonna get all dressed up all fancy.
Got your black and white all picked out?
Sort of. I've been wanting to buy, I don't know, I think I do.
You got to go classic black and white. Don't show up to a black and white party with like some off-white bullshit.
Well, for sure, yes. Yeah, definitely be wearing.
Show up with some of that 70s appliance yellow.
Right, right.
Like, oh,
right.
It's white. What are you talking about?
No, dude. No, a nice white shirt with a black tie, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little black jacket.
Oh, we're going full jacket and tie. I like it.
It's going to be fucking cold. So.
Oh, it's going to be fucking freezing. That's what I might do, actually.
I lost my pea coat. Don't ask me how.
Yeah, I don't think you lost it as much as you left it somewhere and somebody
sold
it.
Same thing. I lost it. It's my fault.
But, yeah, I actually need to get some nice. I have a nice pair of dress pants that I was going to. Mm-hmm. I wore the other night to a Christmas party, and I realized that they need to be taken up a little bit, and I'm running out of time, and it's not going to happen. I might just go buy a nicer pair. I don't know. I too will be attending this black and white party, and I already have my jazz picked out, but I think I'm going to, I don't think I'm going to go traditional jacket and tie, man. I think I'm going to do vest. Yeah. I've been rocking the vest lately.
I got a couple vests.
I like it. I like it because it kind of like, everybody does jacket and tie, but when you rock the vest a little bit, I might do vest and jacket. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I might not be able to pull the vest off because part of my, I've been, my much like the Grinch's heart, my stomach has grown 10 sizes this weekend. I can now, my stomach, I was in the shower and my belly now covers the base of my dick. So, and now it's nothing to be freaked out about yet. It's still only a 16th of a moon coverage. We're only at a 16th of an eclipse. But that's where it starts. That's where it starts. First the base, next thing you know, halfway up.
Tony, welcome to the beer belly world. But you know what? I can still look down and see my dick even with beer bellies. It's fine.
I think I
don't even have that bad of a beer belly.
No, you don't, man.
Actually, this is one of the leaner winters I've had in a while. Believe it or not, I haven't put on my winter weight this year, which I'm kind of excited about. Got to get a little head start for next spring.
Yeah. Well, I am told myself
I put on a little bit, but not
actually
too bad.
I told myself today I was gonna stop. I was gonna get right back on. I was back into hardcore today, and then I forgot that my job was feeding us lunch today from like a
barbecue
like
joint.
It was like catfish and chicken, fried chicken, and stuff like that. So I was like, oh fuck, I guess I'm eating this today. So
yeah, I got a little company picnic.
They just brought it into the cafeteria and
gotcha.
And everything like that. And then of course I was like, well, I'm not drinking until the weekend, but then we're doing the podcast, and this delicious May Day just starts flowing.
You ever been to one of the big nicks they have during the summer?
Yeah, but they don't have them anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they don't really have any. They don't have much extracurricular activities.
Dude, those
anymore.
Used to be fun, man.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. My dad had a buddy that worked where you work at now. Mm-hmm. He still works there, actually. And I went to about... like three or four of them when I was a kid. They used to give away guitars, like a lot of guitars. Mm-hmm. Always had a bunch of cover bands. Of course, every, you know, a lot of people that work there play music. We're giving it away where you work at, Tony.
Oh, man.
Anyways. So,
yeah, New Year's. And then also, since we're talking about it, by the way, if you are listening to this on the day it comes out, on Friday, the December 29th? It's the Friday it comes out. So,
this one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this on the 29th when it comes out, there's still time left to get your tickets to the May Day New Year's Eve black and white party. You can buy tickets at the door, but they're going to go up. So I recommend buying them ahead of time. VIP tickets are available. Just go to maydaybrewery.com.
In fact, I don't even have my tickets.
I've got mine. To get VIP, you have to call. So I would... go ahead and jump on maydaybrewery.com and get the number and all the info, or find them on Facebook.
And you want VIP, because that's where I'll be at.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you get a bunch of stuff, man. They throw you a couple of pints. They're going to throw you some champagne and a souvenir flute. You'll get I think with VIP, you get some food and a seat. So, man, they're going to throw you all kinds of swag if you go ahead and pay for VIP. So I suggest doing that if there's any left. Or if you just want to hang out with us poros and stand.
No, you
can find me. You can find me standing in the back, like
standing
room only, like in the like Easter at church.
The sinners in the back.
Oh. Man, this was a very secular Christmas for me. Like there was no religion this year in Christmas. I haven't even gone in, except for the fact that I ran into my priest at Walgreens. That was the most religion I had.
Was he like, "Where have you been, Tony?"
he actually almost. So I'm walking through Walgreens parking lot to get some last minute cards, some Christmas cards, and this Jeep Wrangler pulls in, and he's not like hauling ass, but he's coming in fast, coming in hot. So I had to like kind of do a little skip across the parking lot, mm-hmm. and didn't really think much of it. And then inside I see my priest at the, I say, "Hey, Father Dexter, nice to see you." And of course he didn't recognize me because we have a huge congregation, mm-hmm. and I'm not really super involved in a church. So I knew him, but he didn't know me. So I introduced myself. We talked a little bit, and he goes, "Oh, you're the guy almost hit in the parking lot." And I was like, "God damn." And he said, "Well, happy Advent." And I was like, "Yeah, well, 'tis the season for rushing around, huh?" And he was in there buying like candy or something. And, but I just thought that was funny. It was awkward. It was an awkward meeting to see my priest outside of church.
Walgreens over here?
Yeah, at the Walgreens. Yep. Well, my church is right there on Belmont. So I'm sure I'm pretty sure he lives at the church. So it's probably right there. Yeah. I think Christ the King also owns all those homes behind the church.
Oh, really?
So I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. but I'm pretty sure. If not, then they must hate their life every Sunday morning because it's the whole people park it like in front of their driveways and on their lawns and stuff. And
yeah,
all the businesses around there. There's a barbecue joint, a pretty popular one that just opened up. They have a couple of chains, a couple of them around
Edley's.
It might be Edley's, but it's right over there on Belmont. It's I remember when they first opened, like it was actually in the bulletin at my church. It was like, please do not park in the barbecue place's parking lot.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Although no one, I usually try to sleep in and go to the 11 o'clock mass, but football season, man. That means you don't get out till the first quarter's over. It's like, I'm sorry.
Sorry, God. No, it's funny, dude. There's just not enough parking around there, man. It's fucking ridiculous. There's a lot of mofos in this town and not enough parking. Thank God for Lyft and Uber.
Yep. Thank God. That's what I do when I'm in church. Thank God for Lyft and Uber.
I mean, honestly. Really? There's times I'm going to put together like an emotional video, like one of those pet rescue videos, you know, but it's going to be like...
Just drunk people.
Yeah, just drunk people getting saved by Lyft and Uber. It'd be great. Like stumbling into the car. You saved my life.
Nobody ever gives us that. Hey, if you guys want to have some late Christmas presents for us, Uber makes gift cards, man. You know, just give us some Uber cards, man. You know, we be trying to go places.
Right? We trying to get drunk and not have to worry about it.
That's pretty funny. They should make Uber, like Uber God, where he shows up and it's... They should do a religious-themed Uber where all the drivers are dressed like angels and they drive you around.
So what is Lyft? Are they like the little demons? It's like...
Mm. Remember angel and demon parties? Like where...
I don't think I ever went to one.
The chicks would wear like lingerie that was either like themed like an angel or a devil. And I think the dudes did the same thing. They wore like an outfit that was kind of themed towards you were like on the good side or the bad side.
Never been to one. Sounds fun, though.
You know what I've never been to? I've never been to a foam party.
Never, but I want to. Also, I've always wanted to go to one of those, it's like a chalk, you know, that colorful shit they throw?
Yeah, you can have that. I'm not a big fan of that.
That looks like fun, though.
Usually those are affiliated with, the runs, right? Got the color run and all that.
Sure, run, yeah. But I think they do it. Like, I would love to go to, like, a fucking festival.
Yeah. Yeah, I can probably, maybe it's something like that. But I don't want to do anything where I have to run. And exercise.
Right. I don't want to exercise and go with chalk stuck on my sweaty body. That's not coming off. I'd be the guy that like inhales that shit and dies.
Right? Because it's like a powdery thing, right?
Yeah. I'd be the one guy who's just like fucking idiot dies at a whatever they call it.
That was appropriate because you literally just died on the mic. You just stopped talking. I'll be the one guy who just...
I'm like thinking about it.
Oh, shit. We just lost Chris. Somebody...
This is not good radio because I'm sitting here like... I take the time to like think to myself. Mid-thought.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to apologize to the listeners for those of you that are still here. The holidays usually get a little slow. The listenership kind of goes down during the holiday season. But for those of you who stuck with us, I know the last couple of shows have not been super entertaining. We went from Charles the Atlantic playing in my apartment till 3:30 in the morning, and then we had a hilarious conversation with comedian Will Hoyer, and then it went to the last couple of weeks has been me and you recapping our holidays.
That's it. Boring. Boring.
But we have good stuff coming up, so I'm excited about... Man, we're not taking any breaks. We're jumping into the new year. We have, we got something coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. We have something coming up the weekend after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's going to be interesting. I'm working on some more bands. Want to get some more bands in here, but we did have one complaint from the upstairs neighbor when we were playing with Charles the Atlantic till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it wouldn't have been so bad if it was just the first performance, but yeah. I had to go to work. You guys left. So.
Yeah, we had to work. They kept jamming. And somehow spontaneously busted out. Oh, I need to give a shout out to those guys too. I haven't been on the mic, I think, since I went to go see the show. Incredible show with Ponce and what was it? Gospel. I don't remember the headliner of the band because they were not my favorite of the night. But shout out to Charles the Atlantic. They put on an incredible show, live show as always. And we actually got a little shout out on stage, man.
They're amazing.
They gave Share Your Buzz a little love. So much love to those guys.
Much love.
Please remember us when you're famous.
Right.
Make us famous too. Bring us with you.
That's what
I'll carry your gear. But man, they got some new gimmicks on stage too. They do a couple of new things that they didn't do last time we saw them. And their live show has really stepped it up. Not that it needed to be stepped up. It was always incredible. But now they added stuff to it, like gimmicks and tricks and different things, and playing around with different solos and different dynamics, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's really fun show. Definitely go see
Throwdown. Yeah, they're fucking amazing.
Man, and then we're going to see Revolution in a few weeks.
Oh, dude, pumped.
That's going to be seeing a reggae band. Hopefully it's not 15 degrees out. It's going to be interesting to see a reggae band. Yeah. We're dressing our sweaters and coats.
Right. It'd be all right, though, man. I might just, wear as little as possible.
Just layer up. Or maybe just wear a big coat, but then not so much underneath. Yeah. I believe they have a coat check at Marathon. So I was thinking maybe just wear regular clothes underneath, but then just wear a big fucking heavy coat.
Yeah.
And just this way I just peel it off when I get there. Because you know it's going to be hot when they start jamming in there, too. You don't want to wear that heavy coat, and then you get there, and you're like, fuck, now I'm sweating my ass off, and you don't want to carry it around.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Gonna be good,
right? Fuck. Speaking of, hey Google, play some Revolution.
Oh, Tony with his new fancy Christmas present.
Look at that. That's right. Pretty soon I'll be able to just. Oh, they played Revolution by the Beatles instead. still a good song.
Still a good song. Can't go wrong.
Nice. The real thing I like about it is that. The cool factor is going to wear off eventually, I guess. But I like the fact that it's practical as well because these apartments don't have lights by the front door, like a switch, which I always thought was fucking weird. But with this, I can hook it up. They have these little Bluetooth adapters that you plug something into it, and then that plugs into the wall, and it wirelessly streams the power to on off to this thing. So you can say, let's say I put one over here on Grandma's lamp.
Yeah.
I can walk in the front door and say, hey, Google, put on Grandma's lamp, and it'll fucking...
Oh.
I'm
not sure how
to help. Now it listens to everything.
She's not ready for the Grandma's lamp yet.
The government is listening to all our conversations. I think it works with YouTube as well. So I was joking around. I was like, yeah, now that I can just... Now all my neighbors are going to hear me yell out, hey, Google, play Asian POV Homemade.
It was about to. It was ready.
So she starts playing up, a video of it. Porn, That's funny.
Damn, that's funny. Yeah, dude. You don't want that to happen. It was like knocking on your wall. Hey, dude, knock it off. Right. Nobody needs to watch porn on 10, bro.
Yeah, that's the only way to watch it. Man, you got anything else?
No. Nope. I got a friend coming over later. We're going to make mac and cheese and watch movies.
Nice.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to edit the show as soon as we get done so I can have it posted by the time you guys to hear this so it can warm your way into your earbuds. I ordered last night, dude. I was doing some laundry last night, coming home from, vacation laundry. And the fucking handle on my laundry basket finally just broke.
Yeah,
and
it's
like everything. So I was like, fuck this. I'm going inside and I'm ordering a goddamn laundry basket with wheels on it so I can just wheel it down there. Because nice. We're lucky enough to live in a place with a laundromat, but it's across the apartment complex from us.
It's
a small
laundromat, too.
And so I'm looking online. I'm looking at Target, because only the fanciest of things for me.
Cool stuff.
And they have some nice ones that are like match the.
Did you
my
get that
furniture.
Rubbermaid.
Dude, they have some nice wicker ones that match the furniture in my room and everything.
Yeah.
But they don't have wheels on it, so it defeats the purpose. I had to take it out, put it in another hamper. So I was like, all right, I'll get the cheesy one, the plastic one with the wheels on it. I found one. It was on sale for like $16. I was like, fuck yes. And while I'm on Target, I'm like, well, I had a gift card. So I was like, well, I'm going to fill this gift card out and buy some other shit. So I I got some of them Bluetooth headphones I was telling you about.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that, not the ones that the cool, like the ordinary ones like you got, but the earbud ones that stick in it. Because I like to wear them when I'm working out. And like some of the ones that hang around your neck and stuff, they're just too cumbersome. They fall off. So I got just the earbud ones. So I was like, oh, that's cool, cool. And I found a sweater I liked. So I was like, oh, it's cool. It's cold out. I'll get a sweater. So I found, I filled this gift card out, like $50 worth of stuff. I go to checkout and everything, it says, oh, one of your items could not be shipped. So I scroll down, and of course the goddamn laundry basket was in-store pickup only. Like, motherfucker, this is the only thing I really fucking needed.
Yeah.
So now I still got to go to the goddamn store and get it. But yeah, I guess the point of that was that I got some of them Bluetooth headphones I was talking about. Picked some of those
I picked up some headphones myself. I was excited.
You got some nice ones. Man, well, I wonder.
They're not expensive. They're just, what do you call them? They're like the bigger, what we wear for the show.
The on-ear, on-ear headphones.
On-ear, yeah. But they're great though, man.
By the way, if you want to sponsor some,
we could use some mics, telling you, the booms, the swing booms, the anti-shark.
We need some headphones, man. We need some headphones. That's what we really need because we're getting too big for our britches now. All of our stuff doesn't fit in that little carry-on bag I have anymore. So, we need some better mic stands and we need some upgraded headphones. Like all our headphones are kind of falling apart. So, they're not really expensive. If anybody out there wants to sponsor, you know, just a couple of $100 to go to buy us some new headphones.
We're not begging. We're not begging.
Four sets of headphones at $50 a piece. A couple $100. We'll throw you some love on the air.
I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, well, you heard it right from the horse's mouth. the thoughts and opinion. The thoughts and opinions of Chris Husak are not necessarily the thoughts of. He speaks for himself.
Disclaimer starts before every show. It's like, oh, my bad, guys.
Our thoughts are, our opinions are mutually exclusive.
Our thoughts are with you on this New Year's Eve weekend. You guys be careful. Don't drink and drive.
Please don't drink and drive. Pay the extra money.
Yes,
I don't care how expensive you think it is for that Uber ride. I know they're ridiculous and they're jacked up all their prices, but you know what's not ridiculous? It's not as ridiculous as killing somebody on your way home or hurting yourself or paying fucking $5,000 for a goddamn
don't DUI. Die, darlings.
Not you don't want to start 2018 dead.
Well, then you're ending it dead. You're starting and ending it, right? There's no continuing.
If you let you make it past midnight. This is a morbid. I don't want to.
Right. Don't die, folks.
Yeah, don't do that.
Buzz wants you to hang out.
Yes. Yes, because we need. Because if you're listening to this and you die, that means we have one less listener.
And you cannot buy us headphones.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Peace.